Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mechilas Shabbos, Klal Hey. We're about to learn Siman Vav. The limud of Tosefes Shabbos and Halakos Nerus is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need Shidduchim. The Chayyot in Siman Vav is going to try and give us a comprehensive understanding of what is permitted and prohibited during Ben Hashmashos, when an individual undertakes Shabbos early in the day, when an individual undertakes Shabbos later in the day. And we already spoke about it, but Tzibur undertakes Shabbos in Siman Hey. So let's start with what outside, with understanding the concept of the Chayyotim is talking about the Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara in Erevin brings the machlokes between Rabbi and the Rabbanan, whether Shvusim are permitted Ben Hashmashos. The Chavim say that Shvusim are not permitted Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos, obviously one cannot do Malacha Deraisa, it's a subject Deraisa, L'chumra. Person would have to, can't take a chance on that, but even the Rabbanan's are also Ben Hashmashos according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi says no, that Shvus, or Lagozer B'Shvus Ben Hashmashos. They weren't guys around the Rabbanan's during Ben Hashmashos. But from the flow of the Gemara afterwards and the Mishanim's understanding of the Gemara, we're going to qualify that statement that Rebbe says that Shusim do not apply Ben Hashmashos, and we're going to limit that to a situation where there is either a Dvar Mitzvah or there's going to be a Tzarech Godol. So that's going to be, at that point in time, the Rabbanans are going to be permitted for a Jew to do it himself, eat the Rabbanans. Number one. And number two, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, in Perek, the second Perek, Perek by Memelikin. Mishnah says that there's three things you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashos. Sobek Hashecha, Sobek Enech Hashecha. You're allowed to be Matmin, you're allowed to be Ma'aser the Demai, and you're allowed to do Rubei Chatzeris. Ma'arvin, which is more explained to me, is Rubei Chatzeris. So now the question is, who is it going like? According to the Rebbe, older Rabbanans are Mutter. According to the Rabbanan, older Rabbanans are Aser. So what is this Mishnah going like? So the more explains this Mishnah is going even like the Rabbanan, that Shusim are Aser Ben Hashmashos. These three Shusim are, for whatever reason, are Mutter. Hatmona is Mutter because the whole concern of Hatmona is you might heat up the pot. Ben Hashmashos pots are so hot, are normally hot. There's no reason to think that a person might heat up the pot. Being ma'aser demai is really something which we assume really mikra din. All trumas and ma'asers have been removed. You're not really doing a tikkun in it by being ma'aser it, because mikra din is not really any concern. Chazal just wanted you to be ma'aser anyway. So you're not doing a real tikkun. Chazal did not ask the Ben Hashmashos. Rebbe Chatzeris, we will see, is not a significant act of changing anything, and therefore it's mutter Ben Hashmashos. So that's going to be permitted according to all opinions. And therefore those are permitted, even though it's not for Dvar Mitzvah, and it's not for a Tzarek Gadol. So Shvusim in general are mutter, we pass like Rebbe, for Dvar Mitzvah or a Tzarek Gadol. These three Shvusim are permitted without any major need as well. And then we come to Mir Lakum. So what is permitted for Mir Lakum? Mir Lakum is a Drabonon. So the Tzarek Mitzvah, the Tzarek Hefzid Gadol, or a significant need, so Mir Lakum is mutter Ben Hashmashos. So a person is traveling, and he gets stuck Ben Hashmashos, and he wants to ask the non-Jew to keep driving for him. So he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to have the non-Jew drive him till he gets back to his community, since it's Ben Hashmashos. Once it's already nightfall, Mir Lakum on the Deraisa is not going to be permitted unless there would be an element of Sukkot involved. So Mir Lakum on a Malacha Deraisa is permitted Ben Hashmashos, the Tzarech Mitzvah, or the Tzarech Gadol, something which a person has a significant need. So that's during Ben Hashmashos. So that's the first category we talk about, this idea of Ben Hashmashos. That clarifies what exactly is permitted and prohibited Ben Hashmashos. The Chayyotim will then move on and discuss a case of a Yachid who was Makabel Shabbos, not a Tzibur, because he spoke about it in Siman Hey, but a Yachid was Makabel Shabbos. He's going to differentiate between if he was Makabel Shabbos close into Shabbos, or if he was Makabel Shabbos early in the day. Why is that different? If he's Makabel Shabbos early in the day, it's pretty much him alone. If he's Makabel Shabbos close into Shabbos, at that point in time, most people have been Makabel Shabbos, even though there hasn't been a Tzibur specifically which is Makabel Shabbos in his neighborhood. But throughout the world, Jews at this point in time are stopping to work. So we're going to deal with that period of time, whether it's an individual's Tosefes Shabbos, is more chomer than a situation where an individual's Makabel Tosefes Shabbos earlier in the day. And we'll see more about those halachas in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.